at 91.5 FM worldwide on the web at WMFO.org.
If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2023 donations drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu, under designation select Arts, Sciences, and Engineering, then Other, then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the donations drive tab. Thanks for helping us keep it freeform.
Michigan seems like a dream to me now. me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said, be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. We smoked the last one an hour ago. So I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine, and the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and aching, and I don't know why. The cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America. All come to look for America. All come to look for America.
Okay, good morning, Medford and Somerville. This is Amy, and you're listening to We'll Put a Pin in This, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And today, we have a special guest.
Hello.
You guessed it, it's Harrison.
Literally nobody guessed it.
Literally everybody guessed it. I don't know. Let me know if you guessed it. But you just heard, what's it called? America by Simon and Garfunkel off of Bookends. I don't know. Today we have a lot of good music lined up for us, you guys. We have some Rainbow Kitten surprise up next. So we're just gonna get into it. Hope you enjoy. And do you have any comments?
I was not told we would be playing Rainbow Kitten surprise.
Oh, well, we'll see. You got next. Wow, let's talk about that.
What is there to talk about?
Let's elaborate on that.
Those are my feelings exactly. Okay. I don't need to elaborate.
We'll see if you're changed after this song. Here we go. This is all that and more. In parentheses, sailboat. So enjoy. Here we go.
My baby's a sailboat captain at sea. We don't give a damn, we do as we please. My baby's a sailboat captain at sea. My gal is a good one, tells me she's mine. Wish I'd better looking, baby, don't mind. My gal is a good one, tells me she's mine. All I ever wanted was to make you happy, give you a truth. Anything to make you love me, any more than you do. My baby's a sailboat captain at sea. We don't give a damn, we do as we please. My baby's a sailboat captain at sea. My gal is a good one, tells me she's mine. This shot's been looking, baby, on mine. My gal is a good one, tells me she's. My baby's a saint just like old George. Good with a dagger, skilled with a soul, all bullshit aside, she's all that and more. All I ever want is to make you happy, spit it all out. Anything to make me love you. Yeah, the lesson I know now, but you were in my head, we were in your bed, but you said, yeah, I'm so fucking sorry for that. Lord knows she goes, she's gone. Say you don't mean that. Lord knows she goes, she's gone. Say you don't mean that.
Bada
da 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 da. All I ever wanted was to make you happy, give you the truth, anything to make you love me, any more than you do. My baby's a sailboat captain at sea, we don't give a damn, we do as we please. My baby's a sailboat captain at sea.
got nothing left.
Okay, so you just heard Elephant Stone by, wait a minute, it's the Stone Roses, right? Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. I didn't know that one before. I liked it.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
Everybody loves the first album, but everybody forgets about the second one. And the second one's got some bangers on it, too. So.
Yes, yes. Yeah. The only song I knew before was Sally Cinnamon. Are you familiar?
Yeah.
Okay. Thoughts on that one?
It's good.
Okay.
I mean, I don't really think the Stone Roses have like necessarily released any terrible music, so...
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, they were only around for, what, like, 4 years, 5 years?
Mm-hmm. So. You can't mess up that bad in 4 years. But I feel like you can, actually. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. You definitely can. Okay, next up we have a song by Sponge. This one's called Molly, in parentheses, 16 Candles. So... here we go.
I wonder what Molly they're talking about.
I know, me too. It's not like they specified or anything. Yeah.
I mean, the 16 candles kind of gives it away, but...
No, I know that was a joke.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Okay. okay, here we go. Enjoy, guys.
Cigarette stains on your hands. Wilted flowers in a vase. I ask how are you? Yeah, how are you? I feel your lips in your glass. I feel you drunk, I start to laugh. I found your note, the letters ran. You said I love you. Yeah, I love you. Don't ask why, don't ask why. Don't ask why, don't ask why. Candles down the drain. Down the drain. We'll be right back.
candles down the drain. The dancing together down the drain.
Okay, so that was 16 Candles, it was Molly, 16 Candles by Sponge. That song reminds me of Malcolm in the Middle. What do you think about that?
When did you watch Malcolm in the Middle?
A really long time ago.
I was under the impression you only watched PBS as a child.
Okay, this is partially true. I think, like,
That's a Nick at Night show. I don't know how you caught
that. It's a Nick at Night show?
Yeah.
It was on Netflix, I think.
Oh.
Or some sort of streaming service. This yeah. was later. This
I mean,
was like 8th grade.
Wait. Some band that sounds the same as that did the theme song for
Yeah.
They Might Be Giants. There we go.
They Might Be Giants. Oh, I feel like they did another song that was popular. That was not the... Okay.
They had a lot of songs that were pretty popular.
They had a lot of songs. Okay, well... Wait, They Might Be Giants?
You've never heard of They Might Be Giants?
No. Is it in the same vein of Bowling for Soup?
No, you know the Istanbul song?
No.
You don't know the Istanbul, not Constantinople?
Okay, I think I do, and I don't remember.
Okay,
I think
that's them.
Okay. I actually, okay, we might listen to that later.
Oh, man.
I just want to see what's up.
Yeah, they're just a couple of goofy white dudes, I don't really know.
Yeah. I don't know. It happens.
Making songs about Istanbul.
but not Constantinople.
Constantinople.
Oh, my God. Guys, it's the morning. It's the morning. I'm so
Come
sorry.
On now.
Yeah, you're so right. Okay, next up we have a song off of Beach House's new EP. I already made you listen to this in the car, but it's Holiday House. I like this one the best. I listened to it a couple times through.
I'm pretty convinced. I mean, like, yeah, it's cool, but it was released as a Record Store Day release, which kind of just gives me the impression that it was like, oh yeah, here's all the stuff that we cut from our already kind of bloated album, and then we're gonna sell it back to you. I don't know.
That's fair.
That's the impression that I get, because Once Twice Melody is really good, but it is like you could cut one side of that album, and it would probably be better off for it.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I don't know how to feel about the cutting songs from the album, because don't people want more music? Or would they rather less music that's higher quality or that's like more cohesive?
I mean, I'm in camp B, but I think the thing is that like they already committed to releasing a double LP, so they kind of have to have enough music to fill all four sides.
Yeah.
I don't know. My biggest complaint of Once Twice Melody is that it peaks on the first side of the album. Like, Superstar is the best song on that record by an insanely wide margin, and everything else after that just kind of feels like a step down.
So would you rather it be last?
I don't know. I don't think the album is like sequenced poorly. I think it's just that song happens to be the best on the album.
That's fair. I don't know.
I have to go back and re-listen. I haven't listened to it since it came out. I bought it the day it came out.
Yeah.
Listened to it. Was like, yeah, that's good, but I have some issues. I need to go
some
back.
Some highs and lows. That's fair. I feel like not everyone is consuming it in the same way as you as well, because...
Oh, did I say double LP? I mean, it's a four LP.
Four LP. That's insane.
Yeah, it's four records.
That's insane. That must have been quite a hefty...
No, wait. No, it's not. No, it's a double LP. I'm sorry.
The packaging is huge.
Yeah, I got the, like, limited whatever the
Look
hell.
Look it up. It's super fancy.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
Anyway.
No, it is a double LP. That is my fault.
Don't be fooled, guys.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Anyway, we're going to listen to Holiday House off of that EP, which is supposedly cut songs from...
I mean, not supposedly. It is. They outright said that.
Okay. I'm not mad at them about it.
I'm not mad about it either. It's just, I saw people on Twitter being like, oh my God, there's new Beach House EP. And I'm like, guys, it's just old cuts. Yes. Like, it's not, yeah, whatever.
Here we go, though.
Holiday it's House. Right. Enjoy.
Holiday House.
Drive all night.
Okay. You just listened to Holiday House by Beach House. And I really like that song because, well, did you notice this? It's like very repetitive, but I feel like they pull it off. It's like repetitive in a comforting way.
I mean, yeah, it's the same like melody played throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it usually really annoys me when songs are repetitive like that, but I think it's layered enough that it works. So, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway.
If you like what we're doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our donations drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform. At long last, the first ever Porch Fest is here in WMFO's hometown of Medford. Hits porches, driveways, and your... Okay, I'm reading something else because whoever wrote that. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than a candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Wow.
That was pretty crazy.
I feel like I wasn't expecting that.
Me neither.
That plot twist at the end there. Thank you for your reading of that wonderful PSA.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting phrasing on that Porch Fest one.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that, though. I'm going to go to that.
What is that?
It's just you walk around the neighborhood and a bunch of local bands are set up in people's porches or driveways playing music.
That's nice. I didn't know they did that.
They did it in Somerville last year.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why they're saying at long last hits Medford, as if there's like any difference between Medford and Somerville.
Maybe they're expanding their route.
It's probably what it is.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm wondering where they're getting all of these bands. It feels like there's not that many of them around Tufts. Who knows?
What do you mean they? It's just community members. It's just people who live here who play instruments.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be like an established band
really
or something.
Cute. I like that. Okay.
Yeah, guys, where are all these bands coming from?
Hey.
Next on, can we put a pin in this? Where are all these bands coming from?
Where's your bass? You should go learn bass and then.
Yeah, I don't have disposable income to purchase a bass quite yet.
Wow, I think you can rent stuff through Tufts. I don't know. Yeah. Someone was trying to rent an oboe.
That's crazy.
The other day. So yeah, look into that if you are interested. But next up, we have a song by Eels, and it's called I Like the Way This Is Going. So, I hope you guys enjoy, and let's get it started.
I like your toothy smile. It never fails to beguile. Whichever way the wind is blowing, I like the way this is going. I like the color of your hair. I can only see my love growing. I like the way this is going. I like to watch TV with you. There's really nothing that I would rather do. Then maybe we can go to bed and get up and do again. I like the way your pants fit. Now you stand and now you sit. Whatever seeds that you're sowing, I like the way this is going. I don't care about the past.
past. None of it was made to last. It's not who you've known, but who you're knowing. I like the way this is going. I like the way this is going.
Thank you. never know unless I write. This is no declaration, I just thought I'd let you know goodbye. Said the hero in this story, it is mightier than swords. I could kill you, sure, but I could only make you cry with these words. Cry with these words. Cry with these words. Cry with these words. Oh, get me away, I'm dying. 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 Oh, I'm dying.
Okay, so you just listened to Deep Sea Diving Suit by The Magnetic Field and Get Me Away From Here, I'm Dying by Belle and Sebastian off of their album If You're Feeling Sinister, 1996. Hope you enjoyed. And next up, we have a song. This is Harrison's pick. Yes?
Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of the Kinks recently.
This one's called Monica. I haven't listened to this one before.
This is from the Kinks or the Village Green Preservation Society.
Actually haven't.
Their second best album.
What's their first?
I think Arthur's better. Village Green is they're like tied though. They're both tens. I think I prefer Arthur slightly. They also came out the same year. They came out 1 year after the other. The Kinks had an insane run in like the late 60s, but whatever.
This is, okay, wait, what we have pulled up here is not their album, right? Because this is, like, 60 songs long.
Yeah, it is. It's just the 50th anniversary one that has, like, all the outtakes and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is what came up when I looked at that.
This is crazy. Yeah, okay. Here we go. Let's listen to Monica by the Kinks. Enjoy. Okay, that was Monica by the Kinks. I liked it a lot. It was pretty short, but...
White boys doing calypso.
Damn. Yeah, also, I would like to apologize for our little blips. I think the computers.
This is a studio issue. I was having the same problem, two, three days ago, and I was using the turntables, and I was still, like, getting texts from people listening, like, oh, it's cutting out every couple seconds, or it's cutting out for, like, a second at a time. I don't know.
The studio has been in and out of functionality, I think, recently. So, I don't know. It's doing its best, but we've been having to bounce back and forth from A to C, different studios. I don't know. I'm just glad we're back in the studio. Because
did you do a show from Studio C?
I didn't, but I was going to, and then mid-start of the show, they started moving all of the equipment over, so we were kind of starting the show, and there were, like, 10 people in here trying to put everything back together, so I was never actually in Studio C. What about you?
Nope.
Okay, yeah.
Nope.
Looks like you dodged it. Yeah. Okay. Next up, we have a song called Smells Like Happiness by The Hidden Cameras. So, here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was Lady Fingers by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, I believe is how you say that. I'm a big fan of that song.
Thank you. It's a good one.
Anna put me on, so thank you, Anna. Next up, show is coming to an end. We do have one more song. If you enjoyed... Actually, do you know when the schedule switches from summer to...
Next week.
Okay. So, this is going to be the last show for the semester. And if you enjoyed listening, tune in. I'm not sure yet, but we're going to get our summer schedule in very soon, so...
Yeah, and then to close out the show, got probably my favorite Miles Davis ballad from the first quintet. It's from Working with the Miles Davis Quintet from 1959. I think it was actually recorded in like 56 or 57, but then Prestige kind of released all the albums and whatever. We can talk about it. This is it never entered my mind. I love it. It's perfect. Got anything to say?
No, but enjoy, guys, and see you next time.
Thank you. That summer